The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Folks, welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show, sponsored by Legacy Precious Metals. There's never been a better time to invest in precious metals. Visit LegacyPMInvestments.com. That's LegacyPMInvestments.com.
Welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show. It's a nutritious smoothie of creamy, fresh yogurt, vanilla protein powder, and a mushy banana. For your mind, drink it all down. It's nummy. I want vanilla. I want vanilla. Here comes Eric Metaxas.
Folks, I like to start the show with a bang. I rarely get to do that, but today I get to do that. I want to tell you a story. I was on a plane. I'm on planes a lot. My family doesn't know about this, but I travel. Actually, they often travel with me. But this time it was just me on a plane. And I see a young woman get on in first class with a MAGA hat. And I thought, what is happening here? The guy who sat next to me, whom I also didn't know, unrelated to the woman in the MAGA hat, says, hey, you're Eric Metaxas. I watch you on TBN every week. I thought, what? Like, what is going on? And then we both started talking to the young woman in the MAGA hat who also knew of my existence. And it turned out that she is a journalist. Her name is Heather Mullins. And the more we talked, the more I thought, we got to get you on the show. So guess what? Here she is, Heather Mullins. Welcome to the program.
Thank you so much, Eric. And honestly, like, it really was God's timing. I got some of your books recently that you had sent and the little card, and it truly is God's timing. I believe everything happens for a reason. So thanks for having me here.
Oh, well, listen, that was clear that day talking to you and to the guy sitting next to me. I mean, I rarely ever talk to people on planes. I'm rarely ever recognized on a plane. No one ever sits down with a MAGA hat. The whole thing was bizarre and it was clearly God, but it was fun. It was full of joy. So I do want to ask you for my audience, because I haven't introduced you at all. This is the first segment. You know, if somebody says to you, okay, Heather Mullins, what do you do? Who are you? What's your story? You know, how do you describe yourself?
You know, it's crazy. I feel like my story is always being written. Every day is a new day. Currently, I'm a reporter, and I've been a reporter for about 4 years now. Prior to that, I was actually in banking and finance for quite some time, everything from retirement planning and, you know, just banking in general. But I've always wanted to go into journalism just because I feel like I was always that kid in the classroom, Eric, that had my hand up asking questions. And that's really the fundamental thing that you need to be able to do in order to be a good journalist, is to ask questions, to think outside the box, to not necessarily buy everything, but to look a little deeper and a little further. And so my career really took off after the 2020 election. I went down to Georgia to cover the recount because Georgia turned blue for the first time since 1992. And it was only by a margin of like 12,000 votes. So it was super close. They were doing all these recounts and I went down there to cover it, having no expectation of what I was about to walk into. For all I know, the real story was Joe Biden won, case closed. But that is not at all what I found out. There was fraud. There were ballots, thousands of ballots turning up. There was issue after issue. And I just kept documenting it. And eventually it caught the attention of then President Donald Trump, who started sharing my work on Twitter and other social media platforms. And from that point forward, I couldn't unsee what I'd seen. And when you see your election process so violated, and you realize, like, if we don't have our elections, we have absolutely nothing, because every aspect of our life, whether it's education, healthcare, our freedom, our religion, right? All of this fundamentally is controlled by the government. And if we don't have the ability to hold the people accountable in that position and vote them out, then we're deteriorating as a nation.
Well, you've said it succinctly and beautifully, and it's the same thing happened to me at the 2020 election. I just thought, wait a minute, something's wrong. And even if I'm wrong, I need to ask questions. And when you ask questions, people said, shut up, don't ask those questions. I thought, now I know something is wrong. You don't tell me to shut up in the United States of America, where patriots have died so that we can be free and we can ask questions of our elected leaders. So, but having journalists like you actually digging into this, where did you, when you said you went down there to investigate this, where were you writing? In other words, who's publishing your stuff, or were you publishing it yourself? How did you find yourself, you know, as an investigative journalist, since all the investigative journalists have gone away and they're just, you know, parroting the party line because they're afraid of themselves of getting canceled or of doing their actual job. They seem to have no journalistic principles. So folks like you come into the gap. But where were you publishing?
So I went down there with Real America's Voice. So I was a correspondent. So it wasn't written content. It was doing live hits for like Steve Bannon's War Room. We have like a number of other shows on the network that I would go on and just report what I was seeing on the ground. I'd go and spend a day investigating. And then the next day I would schedule all these hits and just tell them what I would find. And it was just like, I can't even explain to you how many different things that would blow my mind in terms of how bad the issue really was. Like, I'll give you an example. Floyd County, Georgia. A lot of people talk about Fulton County because it was kind of the one all over the national news. But Floyd County, Georgia, in their recount of the 2020 election, found 2,700 votes that weren't counted the first time. And so I ended up reaching out to the Floyd County GOP chair and I said, hey, what happened? You have an answer. He's like, we don't know. They're going to rescan, troubleshoot tomorrow. And I said, is it open to the public? Can I come there? And he's like, absolutely. So I went down there and I start asking questions. I'm interviewing the election board members. And at the end of the day, they were there with these Dominion technicians, rescanning, dealing with the machines. And I said, so just to get on the record, you've been here all day and there's no concrete explanation as to how 2,700 votes weren't counted in the first place. And they're like, we don't know. They're just not in there. But the one thing they did tell me, Eric, is that they ruled out that it was not a memory card that didn't get uploaded. Well, guess what? The Brad Raffensperger, the Republican that has been at war against Trump, that's been testifying at what the J6 committee and you know, saying that he was trying to find votes, Brad Raffensperger's office put out a statement, and their official response for what happened in Floyd County was that it was a memory card that didn't get uploaded. Well, I have a videotaped interview with the board members in front of the Dominion technicians saying that's not the case. So there's a lot of things that didn't add up. That was one of the first red flags that I found as a journalist. And I said, wait a minute, this Secretary of State's office is putting out misinformation. Either one, they were fed something bad, or two, they're covering something up. It's one of those two options. And I'm convinced after the last couple of years investigating that they're covering up election crimes.
Okay, so what's the name? Raffensperger?
Yeah, Brad Raffensperger.
Mike Lindell told me that he's corrupt, that they are absolutely corrupt.
100%.
And, you know, you don't want to believe these things, but we have to face reality that there are many Republicans that are, they're the classic rhinos. They really don't care about what we would think that they would care about. They basically care about power and doing what is necessary to keep power. And it seems to me that the governor and the Secretary of State in Georgia are corrupt Republicans. And I guess the question is, what is happening with that at this point? Because now we're, you know, 2.5 years past that.
You know, so there's a big grassroots effort in Georgia right now to take back a lot of these positions on the local level. And what we're seeing, though, is after the elections, even after the 2022 elections, election boards in counties that are trying to do recounts, the Secretary of State is sending investigators and attorneys there to intimidate them and basically tell them, if you move forward with this, you're going to lose your job or you're going to face charges. Like, they're literally abusing their power and trying to intimidate local election officials that are trying to get to the bottom of what is actually happening. So as far as like how we, you know, it's hard to say what the real solution is for a state like Georgia. I'm convinced, because of some of the other crimes that were committed, like illegal ballot harvesting, we know, because of geofencing, we found some of the same people that were, you know, trafficking and harvesting ballots in Georgia were doing it in other states. So I think RICO.
Hang on 1 second. We're gonna go to a break. We'll let you finish that point and other points when we come back. Don't go away. Legacy Precious Metals has a revolutionary new online platform that allows you to invest in real gold and silver online. In a few easy steps, you can open an account online, select your metals of choice, and choose to have them stored in a vault or shipped to your door. You have access to a dashboard where you can track your portfolio growth in real time, anytime. You'll see transparent pricing on each coin and bar. This puts you in complete control of your money. The platform is free to sign up for. Visit legacypminvestments.com and open your account and see this new investing platform for yourself. Gold hedges against inflation and against a volatile stock market. A true diversified portfolio isn't just more stocks and bonds, but different asset classes. This new platform allows you to make investments in gold and silver, no matter how small or large, with a few clicks. Visit legacypminvestments.com to get started. You're going to love this free new tool they've added. LegacyPMInvestments.com. LegacyPMInvestments.com. Check it out.
This Easter season, join world-renowned tenor Andrea Bocelli for an unforgettable journey of hope, beauty, and music. Experience musical performances from Michael W. Smith, Tori Kelly, Taya, and Torrin Wells across the awe-inspiring Italian countryside. The Journey, a music special from Andrea Bocelli, brings you face-to-face with the moments in life that define us, the music that moves us, and the relationships that matter most. The Journey, a music special from Andrea Bocelli, in theaters April 2nd, 3rd, 4th, and 6th. Find out more at thejourney.movie. That's thejourney.movie.
Folks, I'm talking to Heather Mullins, investigative journalist. Remember them? And Heather, you were just making an important point, but before you finish making the point, how do people find you online?
So I'm on all social media. I'm on Twitter, Getter, Rumble, Instagram, Facebook. I don't post a lot on them because of the censorship, but my handle's the same everywhere. It's at Talk Mullins, T-A-L-K, and then my last name, Mullins, M-U-L-L-I-N-S.
At Talk Mullins, M-U-L-L-I-N-S. That's how you spell it. So at Talk Mullins. Okay, so Heather Mullins, tell us what you were telling us before we went to the break.
Yeah. So what I was saying before we went to the break is, in order to get accountability in a place like Georgia, where I am convinced is completely run by organized crime, a lot of that crime actually went across state lines, right? So when you have places like another state investigating election fraud, there's what's called RICO laws that are used to kind of go after drug traffickers and human traffickers that commit crimes across state lines. And I think what we're going to end up seeing is we're going to see RICO law investigations that go lead into Georgia because of how widespread this effort was to influence our elections. And I think that's where you're going to see accountability in Georgia. It's going to have to come from a multi-state investigation.
And who will do that investigation?
Well, there's already investigations in some of the other states. Some good friends of mine behind an organization called True the Vote, they're the ones that essentially were the brains behind 2000 Mules. A lot of people have seen that film, and it was their idea to collect all this geolocation data and track the people that were harvesting these ballots at all of the different drop boxes. They're also working on an initiative where all across the country, I think they're working with Sheriff Mark Lamb and a few others, where they're going to create this sort of alliance amongst law enforcement all over the country and equip them with the tools to actually go after election crimes. And so that coalition, I think it's called protectamerica.vote, where it's going to be, and if you can actually nominate your local sheriff and reach out and have these other sheriffs reach out to your sheriff and educate them and equip them with the tools to actually prosecute election fraud.
protectamerica.vote. Well, most of the people listening know that I was in 2000 Mules, and the folks behind True the Vote, these are heroes. These are amazing heroes doing the work that we have to do as citizens in America to hold the powerful accountable. And it's a real battle. When we think about what Mike Lindell has been through, what others have been through, it is a battle. You have to keep fighting and fighting and fighting. But we have many people who are fighting, which is why I have hope. It's not about, hey, it's over. It's not over. We've only begun to fight. Mm-hmm. And I think that with folks like you out there, you're on it. You care about it. And you're making the case, you just said it, that if we don't fix this, it's game over. You cannot have the United States of America unless you have voting that is real voting, unless the people are represented by people whom they choose when they go to vote. Once that breaks down, I'll go a step further. In my book, which is about America, called If You Can Keep It, one of the things that I discovered in the writing of that book is that if the people don't believe in our institutions, in other words, even if the institutions are sound, if the people don't believe in institutions, it can't work. The people have to buy into the idea that the truth is being told by journalists. When I vote, my vote counts. When I pay taxes, there's not corruption, or we're dealing with corruption. People have to buy into this idea, and we have to all be part of keeping ourselves a free republic. And when people begin to think, well, it's all corrupt, the tendency, the temptation is to back away and just to say, it's all corrupt. So that's why it's so important to fight. And it's why when I met you, I said, I want to get you on the program, because you're one of the people that is fighting right now. And there's so many others. Are you still reporting for Bannon or for Real America's Voice? What are you doing right now?
Yeah, so I report for them. I'm still doing my investigative journalism. I am independent, so I can report for various organizations, but primarily I break all my news on Real America's Voice. But you know, you kind of hit the nail on the head there. Like, this is a thousand front war. So it's so much bigger than just me or just, you know, Greg and Catherine from True the Vote. It really is a widespread effort, and everything from volunteering to become a poll watcher to running for your local election board. All of these are such important parts. So if you're watching this and you have that extra time, get involved, because we need to take back our elections from the bottom up. This is really what's going to, you know, preserve America. But then the second part of that is, let's say the election processes do end up being so far gone that we can't get them back. I do want to point out the Declaration of Independence actually states that when our government becomes so corrupt that we have the legal right to alter, abolish it, or institute new government. So government in and of itself, the only power it has is power that's derived from the people. If the people no longer believe in those institutions, they can build new ones. And we have the legal right based on our founding documents to actually do that. So Carrie Lake out in Arizona is fighting to restore election integrity there. But if ultimately the people of Arizona say, you know what, this system is so far gone, it's so corrupt, we're just going to build a new system.
That's what's interesting, is you have people emerging like Carrie Lake who are fighting, and they're not going to back down. And it's exciting. She knows that was corrupt, what happened in that election. But she's not backing down. She's not sort of nobly walking away. She knows that if you don't fight for the truth at this point, you deserve what you get, which is the end of America as we know it. Do you know where she is in that process? I'm not sure where that is in Arizona.
Yeah, so she actually just got a favorable ruling from their Supreme Court out there that not all of the issues that they wanted, you know, got ruled in their favor, but one in particular did. And that was the signature verification process. So this is basically like in their states, you're supposed to verify signatures to make sure that the ballot is actually coming from the voter on record. And so there's thousands of ballots in question that it does not match in this most recent election. So the Supreme Court is sending it back to the trial court to take a look at it. And from what I gathered, Carrie Lake's team may be able to do their own signature match audit on those ballots. Which, that's huge.
It's just amazing. It is amazing. Yep. It's hard for those of us, you know, who are older than you, to think that this could happen, because most of our lifetimes in America, we've known that there's problems, but we've really never seen anything like this. I was actually horrified. I'll never forget during the 2000 election when we had, you know, that with the hanging chads and the delay that went on for months of who's, I just thought, what in the world is happening in America that we could have something like this going on? It had never happened before. It was always clean and clear and simple. You know, you can find out who won that night. In rare cases, you'd have to, you know, find out the next morning. But that's when things started to go wobbly. And obviously, in 2016 and 2020, there are people working hard to steal elections. And the more you look into it, the more you realize this has been going on for decades. Mm-hmm. Listen, let's be honest. If you don't believe in God, if you don't believe in right and wrong, you just believe, I want to win. You don't believe in the American way, and you're going to do what it takes. People are now doing that, and we need to change that. We need to do what we can. We need to investigate. But as I said, when I met you that day, the idea that there are young women like yourself, that you're doing actual journalism that we used to leave to, I don't know, the institutional media, the legacy media, they have ceased doing this. I mean, it must amaze you that the New York Times is not even interested in covering this stuff.
I mean, I consider organizations like the New York Times state-sponsored media. It's not real journalism. It's people. It's like an extension of the government, essentially, the illegitimate government. And they report only one narrative. And a lot of those quote-unquote journalists that work there and the anchors, they'll read what's in a teleprompter that, one, they didn't write, and two, they don't question. They show up, they read it, they're a talking face, they collect a check, and they go home. I experienced this in Georgia, specifically on that memory card issue I told you about, where the grassroots election board members were saying it's not a memory card. The Secretary of State held a press conference saying it was a memory card, and all these journalists were standing there and nobody questioned it. They all just went back to their networks and wrote exactly what he said as if it was the ultimate truth, when in fact it was a lie. And so it's just, it's crazy to see this stuff in real time.
Well, this is the irony. I mean, the New York Times, you know, postured as though it is, you know, we are, when it was Watergate, when it was that kind of stuff that I remember from when I was a kid, you know, publishing the Pentagon Papers, on and on and on and on. They have completely turned. They are no longer even interested in the other side of the story. So as far as I'm concerned, they're dead. But we'll be right back talking to somebody who's very much alive and keeping real journalism alive. Heather Mullins. You can find her at Talk Mullins on the various places you'd look. We'll be right back. Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful at lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Just the other night, I was asked that question. Well, the owners of Relief Factor tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. That's right, designed to heal, and I agree with them. And the doctors who formulated Relief Factor for them selected the four best ingredients, yes, 100% drug-free ingredients, and each one of them helps your body deal with inflammation. Each of the four ingredients deals with inflammation from a different metabolic pathway. That's the point. So approaching from four different angles may be why so many people find such wonderful relief. If you've got back pain, shoulder, neck, hip, knee, or foot pain from exercise or just getting older, you should order the 3-week quick start, discounted to only $19.95, to see if it'll work for you. It has worked for about 70% of the 500,000 people who've tried it and have ordered more. I'm one of them. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out about this offer. Feel the difference. Hey there, folks. Today, we are partnering with Food for the Poor to provide urgently needed food to some of the most impoverished countries in our hemisphere. Because of interrupted planting cycles, rising food prices, and the lingering impact of COVID, the list of families unable to feed their children grows longer by the day. But you can make a difference in these families today. A meal-for-meal match means that your one-time gift of $144, that's the meal-for-meal match, your one-time gift of $144 provides a family of four with food for a year. That's two meals a day for the next year for a family who struggle to get even a handful of rice or enough corn for tortilla. Knowing your gift will never have more impact than right now, would you rescue one family, three families, or even 10 families by going to metaxastalk.com and click on the red send food banner? You could text, you can also text the keyword Eric to 91999. You'll get a link to make your life-saving gift. Text Eric to 91999, or to give your gift by phone, call the toll-free number 844-863-HOPE, 844-863-HOPE, 844-863-HOPE. God bless you. Welcome back. Final segment with Heather Mullins. Heather, I want to be clear about the website. People can go to truethevote.org. If you're interested in these things, that's a great place to start. Truethevote.org. These people are heroes. We need to support them. We need to do our part. Truethevote.org. Heather, what else? What are you working on these days? What projects and what stories are you investigating?
You know, I cover, like, the election stuff is really my big one, just because I'm so, like, well-versed in it. I know what they're doing. I know how they do it. So I feel like I'm 10 steps ahead at this point. But, you know, I cover everything else from the Twitter files to government censorship. But it's all sort of connected, right? Because everyone's seen a lot of this Twitter file stuff come out with when it comes to coronavirus and the CDC, the NIH, Fauci, but we haven't yet even touched the censorship of the election files. And we know that people like True the Vote were banned off of Twitter right when they were doing all these investigations. So I'm really curious when Elon Musk is going to start revealing all of the censorship of the election fraud that took place.
That's a big deal. I hadn't thought of that. So he has not yet done that. In other words, there's information that he has not yet made public.
Yeah, exactly. And I think he's doing it strategically, the way he's releasing this, because a lot of the people, right, that believe in election fraud are typically more conservative, right? Because they've gotten it from honest sources like myself. But a lot of these people that shape their entire worldview from 1 hour evening of CNN are convinced it's the big lie. So you have this clear divide between groups of people, but people are starting to wake up to the censorship of the vaccine adverse reactions, the censorship of the effective treatments. And when they realize how bad the government collusion was with big tech and media to censor those things, and they realize that how corrupt and dangerous that is, I think the very next step is saying, well, maybe they actually did lie about the election fraud as well. So I think this is a good first step in opening people's eyes, because a lot of people know someone that's either suffering from myocarditis, had a heart attack, or, you know, were successfully treated with ivermectin or hydroxychloroquine. And now that the Twitter files show that the government was working with big tech to suppress that information and that they put profits over people, I think the very next step amongst people waking up is really, hey, if they're going to do that, if they're going to hide life-saving information from us, why wouldn't they cheat in an election?
I say this over and over, but what we're experiencing, because I always try to help my audience process this, the first place your mind goes, if you're somebody like me, is that can't be right. In America, we don't do that. So when my wife was saying things like, it seems like they're killing people, I just thought, come on, like let's be real. You know, Governor Cuomo, I don't like him. He's on the wrong side of every issue. But killing people, my liberal friends, my Democrat voting friends, they're not on board with killing people. Mm-hmm. So then the evidence begins to come out that, first of all, it's never open and shut. It's not like, oh, yes, they're murdering people. But you realize that on some level, that's exactly what's happening. They're turning a blind eye to something which has the effect of killing people. And some of them know it. Some of them don't want to know it, but they are going along with it. So it's always kind of a continuum of ignorance and nefariousness. It's never that they're just a handful of wicked figures, that you have to have people participating. Greed is involved, right? You say, well, I work for Pfizer. I've got stock with Pfizer. We're going to make a mint off of this vaccine. Who cares if it's effective? Who cares if we have to break laws or bend laws and rules to push it through? Who cares? We all win. We're going to be rich. It's a combination of all those kinds of things. And then the problem is sort of waking up to this and saying that, no, this really happened. These people made these decisions. They didn't care. We had Naomi Wolf on the program this week talking about this, and her book that's doing incredibly well. She did it with Steve Bannon to put out the information on the Pfizer documents that they wanted to bury the documents for 75 years. And now somebody sued. The documents are out. She put a team of tons of people on it to dig into it. And now we're seeing this. But it's like the Holocaust. When we saw the bodies in 1945, most people, it took a long time to process that this really happened because it had never happened before. So that's what I see you and others helping us to do, is to begin to process this.
100%. I mean, when you use the word Holocaust, what I use to describe this level of censorship is censorship-induced genocide, because there are so many people that have died. And if they'd had access to those early COVID treatments, they'd still be alive. And vaccines never would have been needed. Forget about all the adverse reactions that and deaths those have caused. If we'd have just stuck with the early COVID treatments that Trump's COVID task force team was putting out, ivermectin, monoclonal antibodies, hydroxychloroquine, every single frontline doctor that was speaking out about this, even if they were the most highly published doctor in their field, was being censored and threatened with their medical licenses. So it truly is censorship-induced genocide that, I'm going to keep reporting on.
We're gonna try to keep you on for another segment. Folks, stick around. We'll be right back. MyPillow is excited to bring you their biggest bedding sale ever. Get the Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $29.98, a set of pillowcases for only $9.98, and rejuvenate your bed with a MyPillow mattress topper for as low as $99.99. They also have blankets in a variety of sizes, colors, and styles. They even have blankets for your pets. Get duvets, quilts, down comforters, body pillows, bolster pillows, and so much more. All the biggest discounts of the year are happening right now, so don't miss out. They're also extending their money-back guarantee for Christmas until March 1st, 2023, making them the perfect gifts for your friends, your family, and everyone you know. So go to MyPillow.com and use promo code ERIC or call 1-800-978-3057, and you'll get huge discounts on all MyPillow bedding products, including the Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $29.98, and get all your shopping done now while quantities last. Again, use code ERIC and save. MyPillow.com. Folks, I'm talking to Heather Mullins. We want to remind you, we're doing a fundraiser with Food for the Poor. We want you to go to MetaxasTalk.com, click on the banner at the top of the page. The campaign's basically over, and most of you have not been involved. I want to say we don't care how much you give, whether you give. That's what we care about. You can also text the word ERIC to 91999. Text the keyword ERIC to 91999. We're feeding hungry people. It's a great organization, MetaxasTalk.com, right at the top of the page. If you would do that, we'd be very grateful to you. Heather, I want to keep going with you on when you're talking about the vaccine harms. Again, it is hard for people to process the corruption and the evil that is coming out. On the suppression of information, we've never seen anything like it. In my lifetime, anyone my age or older thinks in America, you know, we've had some problems, but we have never had anything that compares to this. And the way I process it also is to say that we have globalist actors that they are anti-American. The idea of American sovereignty, the American of the idea of having borders, the idea of sticking to the founders' vision in the Constitution, Declaration of Independence, all of that, globalists are at war with that. But globalists have now infiltrated the United States of America. We have Soros-funded prosecutors. So we've simply never been where we are now. We're in an extraordinary moment.
We are. And I think those globalists, though, they're few in numbers. So that's important to remember, that not just here, but all over the world, there's protests, there's people taking to the streets and pushing back against this. So patriots aren't exclusive to America alone. Everybody all over the world wants and appreciates freedom. And I think these globalists, at the end of the day, their days are numbered, right? Like, President Trump withdrew from the World Health Organization. He pushed back against that globalist agenda, which is why they're going after him as hard as they are. When you look at the World Economic Forum, it's basically a group of unelected world leaders trying to impose their positions on the entire globe. People are going to push back on that. And that's what we're seeing right now, whether it's Brazil, whether it's America, whether it's in France, they're taking to the streets there. It's a nationwide movement. The Freedom Convoy is up in Canada. I just want to highlight that, like, there is a movement right now all over the globe to push back against those globalists. So I think that's going to fare us well in the future. I do also want to point out, too, because of these vaccine adverse reactions and the incredible patriotic doctors like Dr. Richard Fleming, Dr. Peter McCullough, Dr. Robert Malone, they are already now coming out with treatments that are helping to mitigate and even reverse the negative side effects of this spike protein. So if you look up Frontline COVID Critical Care Alliance, FLCCC, they have vaccine protocols, they have COVID protocols, and they're really building this parallel economy where people can go and get the treatment and get the information that they need.
It's amazing that all of this is happening. And again, I'm just thrilled you're covering it and you know so much about it. But, you know, when you talk about the vaccine harms, again, most of us would just go along. I mean, I remember thinking like, oh, they're coming up with a vaccine. Fantastic. This nightmare will be over. It would never occur to me that there could be problems with the vaccine when they created the polio vaccine back when, you know, fantastic. Everybody's polio vaccine. The problem is that even with the polio vaccine, this came to light not so long ago, maybe 2 years ago. Somebody called me up, talked to me about a book, a strange book called Dr. Mary's Monkey, where it talks about the unbelievable corruption, because when they gave the polio vaccine back when, they noticed a tremendous spike in soft tissue cancers. And they thought, oh, that's a problem. We can't let that information get out to the public because we need people to take the polio vaccine. How many people died of cancer because of the polio vaccine? So going back 50, 60 years more, we're dealing with the same kind of thing, except on a, you know, on the proverbial steroids. We've always had this kind of issue where elites want to control the narrative. I want to respond to what you said about how few of these elites there are. This is a big thing. I've talked about this, and you remind me to remind my audience, ladies and gentlemen, there are dramatically more of us than there are of them. Do not be fooled that we're divided. We're not evenly divided. The mainstream media has a lock. They have a monopoly. But citizen journalists like Heather Mullins, programs like this, the truth is getting out and people are waking up. So don't lose heart. Keep fighting, keep fighting, keep fighting. Above all, keep praying. Anybody who's fatalistic and says, oh, it's over, America's under judgment, whatever. Yeah, if you have that attitude, it is over. But you've got to keep fighting. We just had Michelle Bachmann on the program talking about the WHO and how Trump got us out of this unbelievably wicked communist China-controlled organization, and Biden put us back in. So this is happening again and again and again. We've got to keep fighting and got to keep fighting. I know that you probably are aware of what Michelle Bachmann was talking about, but that Joe Biden wants to give away our sovereignty to the WHO.
Well, I mean, Joe Biden only has power if we the people give it to him. I mean, we the people give power to government, right? It's derived from us, essentially. So going back to my earlier point, if he starts trying to, you know, give away sovereignty of Americans, states can start, they're already talking about a national divorce where states are saying, you know what, we're just no longer going to recognize the swamp as even an entity. And they're going to start building these new infrastructures, these new governing bodies. And that's what we're legally allowed to do as Americans, according to our founding documents. So they don't have the power unless we give it to them.
Heather, just a joy finally to get you on the program. I'm glad that God arranged it, that we bumped into each other on that flight. People can find you on social media. It's Talk Mullins, M-U-L-L-I-N-S. Talk Mullins. Heather Mullins, God bless you. Thank you.
God bless you too, Eric. What a terrible thing to lose. I'm thinking of dying. On the stage.
Alvin, this is a crazy day. Guest today, John Zmirak, of course, he brings the crazy. He's the best. We got Zmirak. We have Heather Mullins, amazing citizen journalist. I cannot believe Heather Mullins. And then Natasha Owens, who wrote the song Trump Won. It was number one on iTunes. It's just crazy today. Just a couple of bits of business. We have to get this in. One of our sponsors. Some of you know MyStore.com and MyPillow.com. We want you to support MyStore.com and MyPillow.com. Lots of great stuff. Just the coffee at MyPillow.com, at MyStore.com is fantastic. But use the code Eric, please. Also, Nutramedics.com, 25% off this month only. They do this once in a while, 25% off. I get all my stuff from them, vitamin C, vitamin D, zinc, magnesium, stevia, melatonin, whatever, whatever. Who just said that? So all of that stuff is, you got to use the code Eric. And we also should say that we're working with the Israel Ministry of Tourism. They're a sponsor on the program. You need to go to holyland.israel.travel, holyland.israel.travel. Visiting the Holy Land, you know, people say, how can I get closer to God? That is one of the ways. It's like, that's the easy, fun way. When you visit Israel and you see the sites, I mentioned that I'm going to be going there next year. And we don't have the details on that, so don't write to us. We'll get you that when we know that, but we're doing, I'm going there at least once next year. It's really exciting, but I want to see the sites that I wrote about in my book, Is Atheism Dead? If you've read the book, you're thinking, what? This is amazing information. The fact that you get to see these things, that's what flips me out. So holyland.israel.travel. When you go there, whether you have my book or don't, there are things to see there that they just change your relationship with the God of the Bible, because these things come to life. I mean, you've heard others say this, but I want to say it. And Alvin, this is really the end.
This is
our campaign with Food for the Poor. Now, folks, this is about feeding the hungry, and we get to participate. This is what Americans do. We help those who are struggling. The question is always how. I don't even think we've had 200 of our listeners participate, and we know that we have many, 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 many thousands and thousands of listeners on this program. So if you listen to this program, even if you gave $5, It would change everything. So this is our last chance. So you have to go to one of three places. You can go to MetaxasTalk.com. MetaxasTalk.com is our radio website. Right at the top is the banner. You click on it and everything is there. You can give monthly. You can do a one-time gift. Some of you can give very generously. Others of you can just give a little bit. But if everyone would just do the tiniest bit, it would make the difference. I mean, on your phone right now, you can text the keyword Eric to 91999. Just text the keyword Eric to 91999. And if you give the price of a cup of coffee, if everybody would do that little bit, it is game changing. We understand that things are tough, but I got to tell you, if you couldn't feed your kids, so we want you to do that. Or you can call the phone number 844-863-HOPE. Some of you just want to call it 844-863-HOPE, 844-863-HOPE. Or as I say, text Eric to 91999, or go to MetaxasTalk.com. You'll see the banner right at the top of the page. We really do need your help. This is the end of the campaign. Thank you so much.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.